XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So Matt, this is the second podcast of the least worst bits of the week.
Oh yeah,
Breakfast Show, and again. Like a little radio hamster, aren't you, Matt? And you take the features that we did, whatever they were.
I cover them like nuts in May.
Exactly. And your cheeks.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to any of them, you will have to find Matt and plug your headphones into his cheeks in order to hear the breakfast. Shall I tell you what's on this for the forthcoming podcast?
Yes, please.
I will. Jamie Foxx. Two X's, not real Fox. He's on. Oh, yes, he's interviewing Hollywood,
Jazz Mags.
Hollywood actor. No, not Jamie's Jazz Mags. No, Jamie Foxx, the Hollywood actor. Idiot. Harry Hill. We spoke to Harry Hill. Harry Hill played Band I Found on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Or Piece of IKEA Furniture. That's in there. You gave fake news stories, thanks to the lovely listener putting in some fake news stories in Headline Hijack. And we spoke to Josh Widdicombe, who is now on XFM at the weekend.
Yes, signing. Brilliant. Well, it sounds great. When do we do the high octane intro then? When do we do that?
I think David just put that in after. It being January, like flurries of snow and whatever it is that Phil Collins can feel coming in it tonight, there's also illness in the air. Mortals like you and I, of course, and like Dave there, he's immortal, would take a day off, but rock stars, they soldier on. Simply look at Kelly Jones of the Stereophonics. He's had that sore throat since 1997, but does he complain? No, he does not. God knows what you can pick up from sex and drugs, but there's something in the rock and roll that clearly does them good. Rock stars seem immune to ailments. What is the secret? Well, XFM has been trying to find out, which is why every Monday we ask a rock star for their rock star remedies. A genuine rock star giving oldie worldy health advice for an ailment despite having no medical qualifications whatsoever. Follow their advice at your own risk. Your health is at risk if you follow any of the advice given by rock stars in Rockstar Remedies. So whether you're suffering from flaming lips or a broken bell, XFM will have a remedy. This week's Rockstar remedy, then, is for an upset stomach, and it comes from Tim Burgess, out of Off of the Charlatans.
I'm Tim Burgess, out of Off of the Charlatans, and this is my homemade remedy for an upset stomach. An upset stomach is a common symptom of numerous ailments. It can point to reflux, osteophosogastis, irritable bowel syndrome, or the fact that you've seen a clip of Gary Glitter on an archive edition of Top of the Pops. As for a homemade remedy, bicarbonate of soda, or baking soda to give it its rap name, is the main ingredient in several over-the-counter antacids such as Pepto-Bismol and cake. The bicarbonate of soda enters into a chemical reaction with the excess stomach acid, leading into a scene inside your tummy, like the bit in The Wizard of Oz when the witch melts, resulting in a more neutral pH in your stomach. Dissolve a teaspoon of baking soda in a cup of water to deal with an upset stomach, or to convince your partner that there's something wrong with the Tesco own brand lemonade you've been drinking and it's time to go back to 7-Up. As with all homemade remedies, care should be taken, particularly if you're a seagull or a pigeon, as it will make your stomach explode. If you're a bird, do consult your GP. Alternatively, just try and have a poo. I'm Tim Burgess, out of Off the Charlatans, and that's my remedy for an upset stomach on the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Thanks, Tim.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And John's waking up to the news that the country is infested with horse. Then the advice is not to panic. Don't panic. It's just horse. It's not life threatening. I don't see why it's even news. Because horse is an edible meat, isn't it? Burger is an edible meat. Burger meat that you get off by killing burgers.
Yeah.
And horse meat is an edible meat. And just because some horse has got into burgers, I just don't see why the problem. It's not like someone's gone, oh, there's, there's grit in this, or there's concrete in it, or asbestos. That's not happened.
I think it's the way we view horses in this country. We don't see them as edible.
I don't know. I see them as a potential snack, man.
Do you? Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should embrace them.
To me, a horse is nothing but a four-legged pepperami. That's how I look at them. know. What's wrong with... I don't see the problem. They eat it on the continent, don't they, the people?
They do, yeah.
People over there.
Yeah.
Them people they have over there on the continent, they eat it. They embrace the horse. They embrace the horse, then they kill the horse and eat the horse. That's what they do. I just don't see the problem with it. I don't.
Well, yeah.
Because I'd eat anything. I don't mind.
After the Grand National every year as well, it gives us something to do with all the ones that die.
Well, precisely.
As well, don't they?
That's a bit much, isn't it? Well, the thing is, don't horses traditionally be made into pet food, though?
Ooh.
So what we're saying is we care about animals in this country. We care about them. When we do, we know that. We're a nation of animal lovers. We know that. Which is why we don't want to eat horse. But we're more than happy to feed it to dogs, aren't we? So I think there's some sort of weird double standard going on there. I think that's a bit off. But I don't know. You see, meat-wise, is there anything you wouldn't eat meat-wise? I mean, I've eaten whale. I've eaten reindeer.
Well, have you?
Moose.
Reindeer's nice.
Reindeer's delicious.
I wouldn't eat dog, I don't think.
I'd eat dog. If you were starving, you'd eat a dog, wouldn't you? If you hadn't eaten for weeks and you were here, still struggling to write your news down, right, but you needed the last bit of strength to get the last bit of sport news in, and a dog wandered in here, you'd eat that dog.
Yeah, possibly.
Just to get yourself through the day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, possibly.
I've seen you lick a dog.
In that scenario.
So yeah. It's only one more step to bite into it, mate.
Yeah, as long as I could marinate the meat, then it might be all right.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about the recipe, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all about the recipe. Good link to get to today's texting, Matt. Nice. Nicely pulled back from the brink there. That's what we thought we'd want from you today. We think of you as... Everyone is a potential Heston Blumenthal. And as horse is now the meat of choice for many, as we learn, why not horse recipes this morning? We'll compile an online XFM book of horse recipes with recipes suggested by you. I think that's the way to go. You could start off with a horse d'oeuvre.
Horse d'oeuvre.
Horse flakes would be a breakfast version. Horse, you know, and that, you just scrape a horse.
No.
Some of its flakes.
Pour some milk on it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Mm.
No, it's like I'm a celebrity getting get me out of here.
It's condoned on there.
Exactly. I don't see what we've all got. There's no problem with it.
What about the Spanish delicacy? Hoof scratchings. These are deep fried horses' feet. It's like a tapas dish for sharing. I'd introduce a new twist, though, that you actually serve it in a horse's feed bag that you pass around your stable. Sorry, table.
Good. XFM. XFM Breakfast, hello. You may have gathered that Harry Hill is here. Hello, Harry.
Good morning to everyone on the XFM thing. Isn't there normally a round of applause?
No, that's
guest
not.
Yeah.
Thinking of Steve Wright. Don't do that.
Come on.
It's not capital.
He's in the house.
It's not, but I need pre-recorded applause.
It's owned by the same people.
It doesn't matter. I don't want it in here. I don't want the sound of Dave Berry whooping.
You obviously didn't go to the meeting. They said that they're having applause now on XFM too. Across the board.
Avoided that meeting. I never go to meetings. Dave's the one who goes to meetings, and I tell him not to tell me what happened at them. I don't know or care.
Yeah.
Welcome, Harry.
Thank you.
How are you?
What a lovely welcome, yes.
Yeah.
I'm very well, I think.
Good.
I'm very well.
You look very well. You always look very well. I mean, I've known you for a while, and you always look very... You haven't aged. I've known you for about 10 years.
I did all my ageing when I was 26. Basically, all my hair fell out, and I aged about 15 years, and I'm just about catching up with it. Everyone else's hair's falling out. And that is the beauty of balding.
Mm.
The beauty of balding.
That's Claire Balding's autobiography, I think, isn't it? Is that what that was called?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about your tour, because, you know, frankly, that's what you're here for, to plug. You don't just pop in for a chat. That's not how it works.
No.
You know, it's a kind of the dull grind of promotion that you have to do.
Sorry I ignored all those requests to come in just for a chat.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Now you've got something to sell. Here you are.
I'm back on the road, guys.
What are you doing on the road this time?
Well, I'm back doing stand-up.
Good. All right.
The work has dried up, and I've had to go back. I've had to get a van.
What sort of van?
Some jokes.
What sort of van have you got?
It's a splitter van. You put the drum kit in the back and the horse costume. Yes. What's the question?
It's so long ago now.
You know, it's that stuff I do. I come on, you know, and I do bits of songs, and I have my son from my first marriage, Gary, who comes on and does some of his jokes.
Good.
because I'm handing the business over to him just as I inherited from my father, obviously. And
it's the same with Mumford and Sons. They did that as well.
Exactly.
Right.
Same
sort of process.
Like the Beverly Sisters, they've got their daughters, isn't it? The little foxes.
Yeah.
I tried to book the Beverly Sisters once, and they said, you can have the Beverly Sisters, but you have to book the little foxes too.
Really?
I'm just guessing that people who listen to XFM know the Beverly Sisters, right?
I was just, Dave, the producer, was staring at me, just doing that thing of going, don't ever mention the Beverly Sisters.
I mean, I know they know little foxes, but would they know the Beverly Sisters came first?
Hey, would you like to, this is a chat, if you're listening at home, this is your, we'll just give you a moment to Wikipedia the Beverly Sisters. Just take a moment, and then we'll let you do that.
Sisters.
Harry will give you a little musical interlude while you Wikipedia the
devoted sisters.
So, let's talk a little bit as well, just about TV Burke, because it stopped, and many people didn't want it to.
Well, that's what they say, but I never met anyone. All the people that worked on it were desperate for it to end.
They were. You used to drive the writers into the ground with that, didn't you?
Yeah. They drove me, you know, we were very rigorous. Far too rigorous for a tea time. I used to say to them, listen, it's going out at tea time. What does it matter? It's for kids. Oh. It's for people who can't get out of their chairs. And turn it over.
So we're going to come back after this next tune, and we're going to play a game of Band I Found on Spotify or Piece of IKEA Furniture. It's specifically Scandinavian death metal band I found on Spotify, or so either a name of that or the name.
I know
of
that the La is a coffee table.
Well, let's see if it turns up or not.
But it's also a band. The La's.
It is. Yeah. See, you know how to play already. Good man. Stay there, Harry Hill. You'll be playing against listener. What's the listener?
Mal
is going to be playing against you, Harry.
It's a different spelling of La, but this is.
Shut up with the La now. back with Harry Hill in a minute. Shut up.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
That is the all-new XFM Breakfast Show. I'm John Holmes.
Look at this, Matt. Look. Look at this. Right? Dave's just literally... Right, this is how radio works, right? Like, because obviously I'm the guy with the microphone doing the desk, right? So clearly I'm an idiot, right? So Dave genuinely, right, just held this up right in front of my face. It's a bit of A4 paper with... Basically, it just says, say your name on it.
Name.
I mean, heaven's sake, David.
Name.
Time. What time is it, John?
Oh, I don't know.
What time is it?
Say things, John. You might as well just hold a bit of paper. It just says things.
Dear, oh dear.
What radio station is
it? I don't know. Matt's just held a bit of paper up saying, remember to breathe.
Breathe.
Thank goodness for that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Harry Hill is here. That was a band. And we are going to play a game of Band I Found on Spotify. Band I Found on Spotify. Scandinavian, it's the name of a Scandinavian death metal band or the name of a piece of IKEA furniture. Harry will be playing against XFM listener Mal. She is on the telephone now. Hello, Mal.
Hello.
How are you, Mal?
I'm smashing. How are you?
Smashing.
Good morning, Mal.
Hello.
It's me,
are
Harry.
You all right?
Yes, I'm very well. Yeah. Splendid. Nice of you to ask. Yeah. Where are you calling from today, Mal?
I'm in Boreham Wood.
I thought there was, you know, sometimes you can tell just from the timbre of someone's voice and the kind of what's going on. I can sort of hear that the sound is bouncing off trees and I thought there's a wood there.
She's
probably in a wood, a clearing.
I'm actually in the garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad bit of deduction there, Mr. Sherlock Harry Hill. Not bad at all. Anyway, on with the game. Mal, we've got to indulge in a little bit of, Harry's just reminded me of this, a little bit of idle radio banter.
Mal's name.
Okay. So,
Mal's a man's name traditionally, isn't it?
Malcolm, short for Malcolm. Mm. Is it short for anything?
Marilyn.
There you go. Mm. Yeah, in your face, Harry Hill. Yeah.
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 You've got an answer for everything, you, Mal.
I have, actually, yeah.
Let's see if you've got the correct answers for the quiz. Nice link, John. Thank you.
Perfect. It's perfect.
It's good, isn't it? Okay, enough of this idle talk. Let's get down to business. So I will... This is how it works, Mal and Harry. I will call out the name of something. It is either the name today of a Swedish death metal band or the name of a piece or a product manufactured by IKEA. It's going to go between the two of you. Dave is going to be keeping score, right, Dave? Yeah. Let's go. Okay, Harry versus Mal. And I found on Spotify or piece of IKEA furniture. Here we go.
Alphabetical order, of course, Harry and Mal. Mal first. So, Mal, is this a Swedish death metal band or a piece of IKEA furniture? Offer nod. Offer nod.
A Swedish band.
Correct, it is. It's a death metal band. Well done. Harry, here's yours. Pop tort. Pop tort.
Furniture.
Yes, it's an armchair with cushions. Mal, here's yours. Enholdman. Enholdman.
Piece of furniture.
It's a sofa combination. Yeah, oh, comfy. Come on. Harry, Messhugger. Messhugger.
I'm going to say a band.
And you'd be right to do so. It's a band. This is very going very well. Ooh. Mal, Rune. R-U-N-E, Rune.
Piece of furniture.
It's a band. Oh. Harry Hill, Groggy.
Groggy.
Yep.
Furniture.
It's a tray. It's a product. You can have that. Yeah, yeah, it's a tray. It's a tray from IKEA, yeah. Mal, bladder bank.
band.
It's a bowl from IKEA.
It's a bowl.
Because where else would you keep the contents of your bladder? That's... who knows? Here's yours, Harry. Kamos. K-A-A-M-O-S. Kamos.
I'm going to say band.
And you'd be right again. Mal, here's yours. Nihil. Nihil.
Piece of furniture.
It's a band.
Oh.
And here's yours, Harry. Julflint. Julflint.
I'm going to say band.
It's a bread basket.
It's a bread basket, of course. I know, I've got one.
Mal, ung drill. Ung drill.
Piece of furniture.
It's a mirror, you can have that, yes.
Oh.
Harry. Darkane. Darkane.
That's got to be a band,
it
right?
It is a band, yeah, of course it is. Mal, galunge. Galunge.
Piece of furniture.
It's a baby care mat, absolutely.
That's not furniture, a baby care mat.
Well,
sorry.
I said furniture or product. Listen to the rules, come on.
Okay.
Amarth, Harry. Amarth.
Amarth?
Amarth.
I'm just going to say that is a tumbler.
It's a band. But, you know, yeah, it could be. And finally, Mal, here's yours. Aspelund. Aspelund.
IKEA product.
It's a wardrobe with two doors. Well done. That's the end of the quiz. Very quickly, Dave, what are the scores? What are the scores? What are the scores?
5-5.
That makes Mal the winner, because she's the listener. Mal, congratulations. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank
Harry, thank you very much for coming in and playing as well. Stop the artificial clapping. It's not Capital Radio. Harry Hill, you'll be playing House with Apollo in London. Do you know when?
24th of March, 11th of April.
11th of April, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the extra date. Maybe you're playing on the 26th of March as well.
That's
as the first
right.
One.
That's
but that
right.
One's probably already sold out. They're probably all sold out.
It's all completely...
I don't even know why you're bothering
loads
coming,
of
in,
tickets
coming in to promoting it. It's all
there's loads of tickets.
We want to make that absolutely clear. No one wants to go. Please do turn up. It's the message.
Buy one, get one free.
You heard it here first on XFM Breakfast. Harry Hill, thanks very much.
Cheers.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So this is the part of the show on a Thursday when we pay off what we set up yesterday. That's right. Yesterday was a setup. Today's a payoff, right? That's the way it works. That's radio, Dave. That's how it works. Come on, learn. Yeah. And it's good that I mentioned that because really this is all about corporate arse speak.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Nice.
This is where we ask you for those to send us those tossy phrases, you know, that your boss uses at work. You know, when you go into a meeting and your boss sort of says about halfway through, he goes, yeah, let's jog around the productivity park. You know that. And we ask you for examples of the worst tossy corporate arsepeak, hashtag corporate arsepeak at XFM on Twitter. And then we send Dave to put them in meetings that he has, the boring meetings that he has around this building. He has about 20 a day after this. And they're all worthless. But to liven them up, we make him put tossy phrases of corporate arsepeak in them, suggested by you, and then get him to record it on his phone as he's doing it. For example phrases that Matt that came in yesterday. What have
we
got?
Let's all have an open kimono moment, guys. That's from Phil in Woking. Chris
once heard, let's not keep waiting at a set of faulty traffic lights here, guys. And Glenn Stefani Murray says, on a recent conference call, a client of my girlfriend suddenly started shouting, everybody, everybody, wait, I'm giving birth to an idea.
Horrific. Now, yesterday, Daisy and Clapham came up with the one that we liked, so we charged Dave with getting this phrase into his meeting. Let's squeeze some ideas udders and squirt out some full-fat thought milk. So, Dave, what was your meeting about yesterday? Which one did you get it in?
Yesterday's was especially good. I was enjoying this one immensely. It was about the Ride to Work scheme that's implemented at Global Radio and XFM in January.
The right to explain to us what that is.
I wasn't listening the whole time, John. I think it's something to do with buying discounted bicycles.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of helping the environment, but you can only register for this scheme at the beginning of each year, so January.
Already, I'm nearly asleep just with your explanation of what that is. But everyone should just do what Jamie Thixon does, nick bikes, right? That's what he does. So that was a meeting, and you had to get in the phrase, let's squeeze some ideas at us and squirt out some full fat vomit.
Yeah.
And you recorded it on your phone. Let's see how that went.
I mean, I think it's a good idea to get good deals on these bikes. And seems like a good...
So have you already signed up to the Ride to Work?
Yeah.
Okay. I just think there could be an opportunity for them to maybe launch the Ride to Work scheme halfway through the year. I understand what you're saying about the benefits.
Such a dull meeting, Dave.
But if we set it up in June or July, I think a lot more people would actually want to get involved with it, and that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
No, I see that. It just opens up a whole load more work, and you're trying to sort of sync everyone's benefits together.
Well, there must be some way around it. I mean, let's squeeze some ideas at us and squirt out some full-fat thought milk.
Good!
Guys. You know, I understand why it has to start in January, and at that point, the bikes...
Just amazing. And you know what's good about this? Is that no one reacts. They just sort of accept... Yeah, that's the sort of thing people say meetings around here. Yeah, that's right.
Tongue twister as well.
That's good one.
It's a tricky one, that. It's a tricky one.
Nice work, Dave. Good work.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Django Unchained, then. That's out, isn't it? That's a film. You've probably heard of it. You've probably heard of that. Last week, Quentin Tarantino was on the show. We talked to him about Django Unchained. But, yeah, we're all over Hollywood like a rash here at XFM. So not just Tarantino, but also I went to see... he didn't come here. He's too important. I went to see him. Jamie Foxx. Went to talk to him in a hotel. He wasn't expecting. He just knocked on the door and got in there. It was in his pants. It's great to see you, Jamie Foxx.
Good to see you, bro.
On XFM here. Before we talk about the film and stuff, there's something I just wanted to ask you.
Sure.
And you won't know anything about this.
Sure.
Bear with me, all right?
I'm with
so
you.
So when Ray came out and won everything, it won BAFTA here, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And my job at the time, I was writing the script for the BAFTA Awards.
Wow. Okay.
And you couldn't make it, I think.
Yeah.
And so they asked me to write your thank you. Okay, that Helen Mirren then had to read.
Yes, I heard about that.
So I wrote it for you.
How great is that?
They suddenly went, we haven't got... can you write something quick? So I scribbled something down, and Helen Mirren went on and read it out and said, Jamie sends this message.
Wow.
And it got quoted in a magazine of saying it was one of the funniest moments of the BAFTAs and got attributed to you. So,
how great is that,
so
bro?
There you go. So
comedians work.
So you owe me is what...
You know what I do. Okay, you let me know what you need.
Now, listen, let's talk about the film, Django Unchained. What drew you to it? What drew you to it? In the first place.
I mean, the obvious thing, Quentin Tarantino. I mean, if you get an opportunity to work with him as an actor in Hollywood, everybody knows it's going to be something great, something courageous, something that everybody's going to talk about. At first, I saw that they were already doing it. I saw Will Smith. I was like, wow, here's another project that I didn't hear about.
Yeah.
You know, and so I changed my management at that time, and the next thing
Is that what you did? You went straight in.
Changed up. And the next thing you know, it became available. I got a chance to meet with Quentin Tarantino. I thought the script was brilliant. About this slave who becomes a bounty hunter who's looking for his wife. When I tell people the story about me looking for my wife, but she ends up on a plantation where Leonardo DiCaprio is the slave master, a lot of women are like, what's wrong with that? honey, it's Leo. You know what I'm saying? But it was a fantastic, courageous project that if you look at Samuel Jackson, you look at Christoph Waltz, you look at the expertise of Quentin Tarantino, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, that's one of those movies that is going to go down in history. And it's proving so. Over in the States right now, it's blowing the doors off. And that was the main reason, or the main reasons of wanting to be in this film. But what I showed him also, he says, I need to get you on a horse, because it's set in the Antebellum South. It was a Western, a spaghetti Western.
Sure.
He says, I need to get you on a horse. I said, well, I have my own
horse. You've got your own horse.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the same horse that was in the film?
Same
you ride your own
in
horse
film.
In the film. That's a canny move as well, getting your own horse. Did you get extra pay for that? Did the horse get paid?
In actuality, to be honest, yes. Yes, you get extra. I mean, they don't mess around. I was trying to get that check. I got things to pay
for. Your horse
for
got an agent as well, is
that? They have that too.
Was the horse going sort of, Will Smith's horse up for this? I'm going to change management companies. I want to get in there.
To be honest with you, it was a trip to watch my horse have to learn the tricks, because now I'm nervous. I got my lines learned, but my horse might be running. I said, man, you got to get it right. She said, I'm trying, Jamie. Ooh, this is so much pressure.
I'm going to ask you very quickly about music, because it's very important to Tarantino's films. What kind of things do you listen to? What would be your...
In this movie, I'll talk specifically about this movie. Quentin does a great thing. He plays music in between every scene.
Yeah.
So he played the Stones. He played Elvis. He played everything. We play hip-hop. So I would use the music. Like when we did like some of the shootout scenes, I play Biggie Smalls, The Weak of the Strong, You Got It Going On, You're Dead Wrong. Or I play Somebody Got to Die, If I Go, You Got to Go. And then there was one moment where it was really serious, where we were on a plantation and Kerry Washington was having to receive lashes. And this was the moment where everybody was afraid to shoot this scene, because this is the dark history of our country,
sure.
Where this white man takes a whip and he whips this black woman in Kerry Washington. So everybody there was like dreading it, but we knew we had to do it. So I asked for a specific song, Fred Hammond, No Weapons Formed Against Me Shall Prosper, which is a passage out of the Bible. But the song was, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. And when that song played, I saw a lady who had never been on the set before. She was an extra playing one of the maids. Her hands went up in the air. She started crying, holding her kid. And I looked at big, bad, tough Quentin Tarantino. And his eyepiece, as he's holding the camera, started filling up with water. So those were the moments that Quentin allowed the music to make the scenes really move, so that when you're watching it on film, that's what was playing on the undercurrent, and then he laid the original music and other music on top of that to really give it that texture. So he's a person who uses music to really, you know what I'm saying, make his point when it comes to the cinema.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure.
Thanks. Jamie Foxx on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Music news.
Music news. The clue is in the top of that stab noise. Matt, it's music news with Matt, who's here with his music news. He's got
new
music
album
news all over yo ass.
Yeah, yeah, so to speak. MGMT are in the studio as we speak in the States, and they've posted a picture of their pet cat on Twitter after it heard some of their new songs for the first time. It's got a shocked look on its face.
Just ridiculous. This isn't even...
I've just shown you an image of the cat.
I've seen the cat's face.
Looks quite scared, doesn't it?
She's just got a cat's face. It doesn't...
Olivia.
It's the face of a cat.
Intern Olivia says it's a Burmese cat, a very young, cute-looking cat, but the raised eyebrows suggest...
Cats don't have eyebrows.
Or whiskers or whatever they are.
They don't even have eyebrows. You haven't even researched... Call yourself a journalist. You don't even know what a cat's got on its face.
This one looks
don't
like
even know
eyebrows.
That.
Look, they look like eyebrows, look.
Actually, to be fair, they do, you're right.
I'll be honest with you. One of those strange eyebrowed cats, very wide eyed.
Noel Gallagher, he sellotapes cats to his forehead, doesn't he? That's what he's got above his eyes.
Like very wide eyed, the cat. Anyway, and that's maybe leading people to suggest that maybe their new stuff is more of the sort of psychedelic stuff that was on their second album.
Why
congratulations.
Do cats not like psychedelia?
They hate psychedelia, they're famous for it.
They hate it, the cats.
The cats are always like, I much preferred MGMT, the debut album stuff, that more poppy end of the market.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Recipe here, horseradish, John. Horseradish. It's a sauce made from horses. So it is, horseradish. Spaghetti bollock horse, John. I'd have that. which is the same spaghetti bollock nays, but you take the nay part. It's nay. Spaghetti bollock nay. Z. Yeah. And then they put C. That's what I've done. We do see that. Have you got one very quickly there?
Yeah, just one quickly. There's so many coming in.
There are so
Kelly
many.
And Beckenham suggests Red Rum Bar Bar.
XFM. This morning, Josh Whittaker. Well, let's just go straight in with it, Josh, because, you know, I could have given you a big build-up there, but I thought you don't need that. You don't need that for me, do you?
Just need that boost.
Josh Whittaker, everyone. And then if this were capital, there'd be some clapping.
But yeah.
It's not, so there isn't. So
one day.
Just deal with it. welcome. Welcome not only to this show, but really welcome to XFM, I guess.
Thank you. This is my first time actually broadcasting on XFM. Yeah. Very exciting.
I feel like a new boy welcoming a new boy.
Yeah, now the bullied can become the bully. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll look after you in the playground. Yeah. And if anyone, you know, because Ian Canfield is a bully, and if he tries to get your lunch money, I will deal with
it. Okay, good. I'll come to you.
So, look, you're going to see, this starts on Saturday. What can we expect, Josh?
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I'm on 10 to 1 on Saturday,
yeah.
And this is my first radio show.
Yeah.
So I've decided rather than, you know, really work exactly what everything's going to be, I'm going to feel it out and feel what people like.
Mm.
So I'm not going to make any promises, except it will hopefully, you know...
It'll be on.
It will hopefully change the way people think about the radio.
changing me. I'm hoping that all the listeners I've alienated over the last 2 weeks,
right.
So I'm thinking you'll claw them all back for the station.
Come back, please.
That's kind of what it is.
I need you.
Well, tell me, look, for those that may not know, Josh Whittaker, give us a Wikipedia Josh Whittaker in...
The Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia.
I should start you doing that. There's a feature. We're away. First feature.
Come on.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
That's right.
And it is good.
Are you gonna, if anything
check.
You say disagrees with the comedian, I'm going to put you up on it. But
I'm a stand-up comedian who's for some reason been given his own radio show and can't believe his luck.
So for those who may not have seen you doing stand-up, they may have seen you on, I believe it's called The Television. We don't talk
about
television. It much around here.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of format to the radio.
But with picture parts.
But, you know, you kind of wear a shirt.
Yeah. It's odd that you've chosen to come bare-chested this morning, isn't it? Channeling Biffy Clyro as you were going. Right, okay, well, let's also learn a little bit about your tour as well.
Okay.
Come on, let's talk about... We might as well get to know...
I'm on tour from the middle of February to the end of June.
How are you going
to
juggle that with being on the radio? What's going to happen there? Is that contractual deal has been done there?
Well, I tell you what deal has been done. My tour gigs tend not to be at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Really?
Just to kind of pander to my demographic, I... tend to put them in the evening.
Yeah.
But often I'll be hot-footing it out of here to go to, you know, Cirencester or Peterborough.
All the glamorous places.
Can't wait for them.
What sort of music do you... what's on your iPod?
What's on my iPod?
Other iPods are available.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Not just mine. Say that to thieves.
He will be leaving the building at 1. iPod in pocket. Thieves, if you're listening.
I'm now going to list some really bad stuff so that no one steals my iPod. My favourite band ever is Blur, because I kind of hit them at the right time growing up. So that's my favourite band.
What's your favourite colour?
What's my favourite... Oh, wow.
This has turned into... This is like the Today programme now. John Blur, so Blur.
Blur are my favourite band ever. I went to the National Curated All Tomorrow's Parties in December.
Okay.
And that was a great 3 days, apart from the fact it was at Pontins in Camber Sands. which is... I've never been to Pontins.
No.
But have you ever been?
Never, no. I think we went to when I was growing up. I think my mum said, let's go to Butlin's, which is obviously
so that's the thing around Pontins.
Is it? Oh my god. Oh my god, because Centre Park's especially Butlin's with a lid, isn't it? That's how I view that's how I view it. So Pontins falls somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Was it as bad as I would think?
It is unbelievable, although you are while you're sleeping in the bunk bed that you've got no idea has ever been cleaned, you are at least thinking, at least I'm not in a tent at Glastonbury. So there's that small bonus, but it's an astonishing place.
Yeah.
You play more air hockey at All Tomorrow's Parties than any other music festival.
That is, they go big on air hockey.
They do.
You're absolutely right.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
XFM. So now between 6 and 7. Really, there's only just us here. Me, you, we're the only ones up. Me, you, bats. Badgers. Statistically speaking, most people wake at 7 o'clock. Their alarm's gone for 7 o'clock, midway through Matt's news. So this is where we invite you to mess with their heads.
What we do is we ask you to come up with made-up fake news stories, one of which we will pick and put into Matt's 7 o'clock news, which he will read as real. Thus, the people whose alarms go off during it will hear the news lie you have created and go to work believing it and probably discuss it with friends and colleagues, making them look like an idiot. Which is their own fault for not waking up earlier, like we all did. For example, Matt, what might come in?
Well, in music news this morning, Elbow have announced details about their new album, Your Arse From, will be out in October.
In a bid to cut costs, organisers of the Oscars have announced that the iconic statuette is to be scrapped for this year's ceremony and will be replaced with winners' paper certificates instead.
In a bid to shake up the sport of snooker, plans have been put in place to introduce a seventh hole. Positioned in the very centre of the table, should any ball find its way into the death drop, as they're calling it, the opposing player will be immediately handed victory.
It's good.
I like it.
It's
good, they should actually do that.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. And also in the news this morning, Michael Fassbender is to play Dick Dastardly in a new biopic of the Wacky Races frontman. They still haven't said who's going to play Muttley.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
This business is not going to want to trade from as many stores as it currently operates from.
Meanwhile, Anne Summers have announced they will be accepting HMV gift cards as a goodwill gesture. Elsewhere, Lance Armstrong has reportedly confessed to Oprah Winfrey during a
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So I've come down to the under-resourced studio here at XFM. It's the studio that has the least budget of any studio in the building, which is why they sort of foist it on us. And I'm pleased to welcome this morning Brandon Flowers. Brandon, welcome to XFM.
Thank you.
Now, before we hear a session track from you, I just thought we'd have a little chat. How are you?
Well,
I wanted to ask you about your surname, because it's a stupid one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Why have you got that? Why? No one's called Flowers.
It was a disaster, to be honest, John.
Yeah.
We were all going to have it. Yeah. That was going to be our thing.
For the band?
All four of us in the band were going to have the name Flowers.
Right.
So Dave Flowers.
Yeah.
Ronnie Flowers.
Mark Flowers.
Mark Flowers.
The other one, yeah.
And so that was going to be one of our little things that we had.
Yeah.
So we all booked in a date to go and do it legally, deed poll and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then nobody told me it got cancelled.
Right, so
I went.
Yeah.
Because I had to go on a different day because...
I've made a mockery of you.
Well...
Brandon. I mean, Brandon's a pretty silly name in the first place.
Well, it's Brendan. Misspelt, and then
the only other Flowers,
Brendan, originally, then they changed it to Flowers on that day, and then they spelled it Brandon. It's just been, I had to live with that for 15 years.
15, alright,
or so, right.
Okay. It's interesting because the only other Flowers that there is Mike Flowers from Mike Flowers Pops, isn't it?
Well, my cousin Tim Flowers, second cousin, he used to be a goalkeeper for Blackburn Rovers. Do you remember that?
No.
In the mid-90s. It's not soccer.
I don't know what you mean. My problem with it is that because it's not a name, what it really is a reproductive structure found in plants of the angiosperm division.
You've Wikipedia'd that, haven't you?
Yeah, and that's why I have a bit of an issue with it. It's not, you know, it's not.
No, well, it's very effeminate, isn't it? If anything, but that's fine. We get over that, you know. Mr. Brightside. That's what we call the first track, Mr. Brightside. We wanted to portray, and with the Killers. That's why we called the Killers. We thought we had to really counter that because Flowers is quite effeminate.
Why don't you change your name to Brandon Killers? That's
I
a better
can't
name.
Do that, can I know?
Why not?
Because everyone knows who Brandon Flowers is.
I want to ask you about the bees that you have with you. Because you can't, I mean, the people in here are swatting now over there, but you everywhere you go, you're just followed by bees. So it's one thing to be called Flowers, but frankly, to set yourself up as you have, and this is an accusation, by the way, to set yourself up as a vector for the transfer of pollen.
Yes.
You know, is a bold step.
It's character acting, isn't it? But in real life.
Yeah.
I thought I should go the whole hog. And it makes it look more deliberate, like it wasn't an accident when I changed my name.
Yeah. Good. So what song are you going to perform for us in the under-resourced studio?
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
Yep, our first and potentially best song.
What instruments did you find in the cupboard today?
It's not a great cupboard, is it?
I'll be honest with you, it's the poorly resourced, most poorly resourced cupboard probably in radio.
But you do have bagpipes.
Yes.
Why bagpipes and not guitars,
for example? From Christmas, they were in a cracker.
Okay, so I've got bagpipes.
Yeah.
There's a Casio keyboard in there.
Yes,
so
there is.
I found a little samba beat.
Oh, good.
That we're going to use on that.
That's nice. Anything else?
There's a couple of steel drums.
Why again? Well, they, when Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton are off, the steel drums just sit in. They just push them in front of the microphone and they're quite entertaining. So, live, exclusively for XFM, in front of a small, invited audience, it's Brandon Flowers, The Killers. Bees everywhere.
Bees.
Coming out of my cage quite slowly, but doing just fine. Gotta beat. We gotta speed this up.
Beat. That's better.
It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now she's falling asleep and he's gone in the cab. While she's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed. This song's quite fast now, but it's all in her head and she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me and taking control. Turn in saints into the sea, turn in through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the place of it. Destiny is calling me. Open up your eager eyes. Ach, I'm Mr. Bright.
Killers live in the XFM under-resourced studio. Brandon, thanks so much for coming in. That was epic, wasn't it? Before you go, I must ask you one question, because I know you started, because of all the bees with you all the time, just with the boys with the bees, but I know you started manufacturing your own honey that you're selling at gigs. Is that true?
Yep. It's sort of resourceful, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Keep the money coming.
I've not tried the honey yet, but people are talking about it. I know. What can we expect?
It tastes of overconfidence and synthesizers.
Sounds delicious. Brandon, thank you. Thank you very much for coming in. Brandon Flowers.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Now, each week, as you can imagine, at a radio station, we get sent hundreds, nay thousands of emails from PR companies and the like, all trying to thrust their product in our direction. But what we find quite amusing is that they really haven't done their research properly, the PR people who do this, so they just send things that are completely inappropriate that we would never do. For instance, no, I don't really want to talk to Dr. Linda Papadopoulos. Thank you, whoever sent me that. With the line in email, who better to speak than Dr. Linda Papadopoulos? Well, I can think of many people.
Quite a few.
So we don't want that. So this is where we like to just round them up. We round up the lazy PR releases we got during the week. Matt, what's coming?
A great press release sent to our head of music earlier this week with the subject heading, Fresh Look to New Year at Huddersfield Volkswagen. A leading Huddersfield motor dealer is welcoming in the new year with a new manager, a new showroom, and an eagerly anticipated new model launching today.
Fantastic.
If you'd like time with Adrian Waring, the new manager, please email us immediately.
Sorry, Adrian's wearing a new manager.
No, his name's Adrian Waring.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, let's.
What our head of music's going to do with that, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure he emailed back immediately, did he?
No.
It's lazy PR. Where are we going to put that? This is quite a nice one as well. I quite like this. The end of. This is a headline on the PR thing. The end of door holding. Women say they no longer need help from gentlemen. Survey results say that the modern woman prefers her independence and has no longer come to expect chivalrous behaviour from men.
Then in capital letters and bold, they've written, spokesperson is available to comment.
Great.
I can't think why we didn't go for that.
This is a good one. Even the PR people know that the celebrity guest they're punting out isn't that big a name. Dominic Brunt.
What? Who?
Brackets, star of Emmerdale.
Thank you.
Close brackets. Available for interview. Good afternoon. I hope you're well and had a lovely weekend. I don't know you. I don't know why you're asking me about my weekend. I just wanted to drop you a quick email as I'm currently working with Dominic Brunt.
Brackets.
Brackets, star of Emmerdale. On his brand new zombie thriller, Before Dawn. He played, apparently, the kindly vet Paddy in Emmerdale.
Did he? Yeah. Right, good. Well, that's so... But we know we didn't go for him, did we?
We turned him down as a guest.
Yeah, we did. Turned him down. Yeah, we did.
We had Jamie Foxx instead.
Yeah. I mean, it was a real toss-up in the office.
It was, yeah.
It was split evenly. We said, is it Dominic Brunt or Jamie Foxx, the you know, Oscar-winning Jamie Foxx, or is it Paddy from Emmerdale, which...
It was a tough
sure
one.
We do. This was, well, it's another, I suppose it's car related. Unite welcomes car exports, which have reached a 4-year high. Well, there's a fascinating grabbing headline. I opened that email really quickly. So the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders has announced that the number of cars made for export has reached its highest level. Unite Assistant General Secretary Tony Burke is available to speak regarding this news. Please get in touch.
Yes, please. Also, Trek America to banish Blue Monday. Monday 21st, the most depressing day of the year. We get a lot of PR emails starting with that. Anyway, Trek America have decided to have a little fun. Four members of staff, including the MD, have changed their names by deed poll in an attempt to banish the winter blues.
Okay, good.
Thought this might be a light-hearted, fun story for XFM.
Yeah, are you happy to set up an interview with Richard Hanson, the managing director? Now, is that the name he's changed
his real
to?
Name, yeah.
Or is that...
It's not a very fun name, is it?
It's rubbish, isn't it? You know, if they'd said, would you like an interview with the managing director of Trek America, Chippy McBiscuit? Then I may have been interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But not so much.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So that was that, then. That was the least worst bits of the this week's breakfast show on XFM. Could you do something? Just sing an XFM jingle. Do an ident or something.
Really?
Yeah, just go. Just go. XFM or something like that. Something like that. Big it up. High octane. Matt, go. End it. End the podcast.
This is XFM.